This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn, and we begin in Gaza, where cheers erupted in Tel Aviv as Hamas released four Israeli hostages. CBS's Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
Dozens of masked Hamas militants armed with assault rifles and wearing military fatigues handed four female Israeli hostages over to the Red Cross. The women soldiers who were captured on October 7th smiled and waved to a crowd of Palestinians in a central Gaza square. Families of the hostages watching on TV in Israel clapped and cheered.
President Trump is in Las Vegas this morning after visiting areas on both coasts yesterday devastated by natural disasters. He first stopped in North Carolina to survey hurricane damage there and then flew out west to Southern California to see the wildfire damage firsthand. Along with the First Lady, they toured a neighborhood destroyed by the Palisades fire.
He also met with firefighters and wrangled with the Los Angeles mayor over the recovery and rebuilding process for homeowners.
You mentioned hazardous waste. Well, the hazardous waste, what's hazardous waste? I mean, you're going to have to define that. We're going to go through a whole series of questions on determining what's hazardous.
I think
you have to allow the people to go on their site and start the process tonight.
And we will.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports late last night the Senate confirmed President Trump's controversial cabinet choice.
As he was leaving for Las Vegas late Friday, President Trump had just learned his pick for defense secretary was confirmed by the Senate.
We have a great secretary of defense. We're very happy about that.
So what are the safest airlines in the world?
Air New Zealand, Qantas, and Virgin Australia take the top three positions, followed by Gulf carriers like Etihad, Qatar, and Emirates. And which airlines have the lowest possible safety rating? Russian Airlines Aeroflot and Russia, as well as Pakistan International Airlines. Peter Greenberg, CBS News.
And there was a big upset at the Australian Open.
What incredible tennis and what match.
The call on ESPN, American Madison Keys beat defending champion Aryna Sabalenka of Belarus in the final, who said after her big loss,
"Okay, I hope I'll see you next year."
The 29-year-old Keys collects her first Grand Slam title. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of a flurry or light snow shower today. Highs near 27. Winds gust as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy with lows in the low single digits. For Sunday, mostly sunny, a high near 23. Still breezy. 32 Monday.
Currently 17 degrees.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
that's Rudy Bone and his orchestra and the Beer Barrel Polka kicking things off on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. I'm Tim Hubble, the polka guy, being here for the next hour, keeping you company. Yeah. So right now, Squeeze Me instead of your accordion is the next tune. Albums that Roger Bright had put together just before he passed. Actually, I think he passed during the sessions, you know, before they were able to finish the record. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to play a tune now that everybody likes. I get requests for, and I hear it on every polka show that... oh, God, I can't. Oh, my God, my head is just going crazy here. Yeah. He's gonna kill me. Oh well. We gotta play Everybody Living Next Door to Alice by Jimmy Sturr.
I suppose that you've heard about Alice. Well, I rushed to the window
friend. A glass of milk's Nick's good.
Nick's good.
Schnapps, that was his final word. The angels came and took him away. Schnapps, that was his final word. The angels came and took him away.
Schnapps, that is his final word. That goes back to the early 60s with the Hank Haller Band. Yeah. So continue with more music here. We got the Gorbic Range Polka.
We'll be right back.
That was the Garbage Range Polka. Here is a short one.
Hey, hey, everybody, get your partners for a short one.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th president of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Here's Vern Meisner and the Muskrat Ramble.
I wish I was single again. I wish I was single again. For when I was single, my pockets did jingle. I wish I was single again. One night we played poker, oh then, oh then. One night we played poker, oh then. She beat me, she banged me, she said she would hang me. I wish I was single again. My wife passed away, oh then, oh then. My wife passed away, oh then. I got me another, I'll tell you, oh brother. I wish I was single. I was single again. I wish I was single again. For when I was single, my pockets did jingle. I wish I was single again. T'was worse than the other, oh then, oh then. T'was worse than the other, oh then. She rooked me and took me and it really shook me. I wish I was single again. Stay single as long as you can. Stay single as long as you can. Don't walk to the altar and put on a halter. I wish you were single again. I wish I was single again. I wish I was single again.
That's Stan Wallowick and his band and orchestra and chorus, and I wish I were single again. Well, Frankie Yankovic, you know, he's got a wife at home.
The door, fix the socket, fry the dishes, can't you do a single chore? Hang the picture, set the table, don't drop ashes on the floor. Heat your father, change your baby, yeah, not me anymore. Off the door, change the light bulb, scrub the bathtub, pick the toys up from the floor, take the lamp cord, make some coffee, burn the garbage, hide the door, hit the kids and call my mother, yuck, I'm the anymore.
Apple of my life, but I wish she would leave me alone. I wish she would.
Hey, an old recording there from Vern Meisner and the band in the Clap and Turn Polka. And before that, Frankie Yankovic and I've Got a Wife at Home. Yeah. Well, what do you call it here? Vern Meisner has a tune called My Wife Has Gone and Left Me. You believe that? Yeah.
My wife has gone and left me. Gee, but I feel blue. Yeah, ha, 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 ha. Gee, but I feel blue. There'll be no one there to greet me when I get home at 2. Yeah, ha, 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 ha. Gee, but I feel blue. I take my wifey everywhere, and here's the reason why. I'd rather take her with me than to kiss that face goodbye. I wonder where she is now, and I hope she stays there too. Yeah, ha, 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 ha. Gee, but I feel blue. But I feel blue. Yeah, gee, but I feel blue. There'll be no one there to greet me when I get home at 2. Yeah, gee, but I feel blue. I take my wifey everywhere, and here's the reason why. I'd rather take her with me than to kiss that face goodbye. I wonder where she is now, and I hope she stays there too. Yeah, gee, but I feel blue. Yeah, gee, but I feel blue.
An old recording. Yeah, that's Sil Gretschel and One Beer for One. Oh, we've got Bernie Roberts with Some Pretty Dancing Girls. Thank you.
your tossing girl.
Listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Hamas released four Israeli hostages this morning as part of a swap for nearly 200 Palestinian prisoners. Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
The women soldiers who were captured on October 7th smiled and waved to a crowd of Palestinians in a central Gaza square.
They've been checked out by the Red Cross and reunited with their parents.
As he was leaving for Las Vegas late Friday, President Trump had just learned his pick for defense secretary was confirmed by the Senate.
We have a great secretary of defense. We're very happy about that.
That's CBS's Bradley Blackburn reporting on Pete Hegseth. And an Australian Open upset. The call on ESPN.
Madison Keys, you are a Grand Slam champion.
American Madison Keys gets her first Grand Slam title after beating defending champ Aryna Sabalenka of Belarus in the final. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Hi, everyone. Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of a flurry or light snow shower today. Highs near 27. Winds gust as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy with lows in the low single digits. For Sunday, mostly sunny. A high near 23. Still breezy. 32 Monday.
Currently 17 degrees.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And welcome back to the Polka Party. Yeah, we've got the laughing polka coming up next.
Oh, when I was a little lad, many years ago, I wasn't very sporty, folks, and yet I wasn't slow. My mammy called me happy, my pappy called me fool. Well, I laughed at every little thing, which was against the rule. Say, I used to know a little gal many years ago. She was sympathetic from her fingers to her toes. But say she was a dandy, just a bird of paradise. I walked around her once a day to get me exercise. Say, she was fat and clumsy, oh, she weighed
about a ton. But she was full of deviltry and always full of fun. One time we got to fooling round like a silly pair. She fell so hard upon me like we both went through the chair. Say, her father was an African, her mother was a squaw. The foolish relation that you ever saw. But when it come to loving, no, I'll tell you, she was there. She measured 49 ahead and 50 in the rear. Say, she was born in Asia, way across the sea. The home of hairless monkeys from scratching off the fleas. I do not doubt her word of it, what she says is true. I've been around that gal so much that I've turned monkey too. Say, if the girls of long ago could see you girls today, fashion so ridiculous, you cast your eyes away. To see you crazy bobheads just strolling down the trail, they say you look like donkeys born without a tail.
Grown Radio, WFHR.
Have you made New Year's resolutions such as exercising more or learning a new skill? Why not add some financial resolutions? For starters, try to reduce your debt load. You'll improve your cash flow and have more to invest. See whether you can boost your pre-tax contributions to your traditional IRA and 401k. Once you're 50, you can even make catch-up contributions. If you have an education goal, consider investing in a tax-advantaged 529 education savings plan. Also, try to build an emergency fund containing up to 6 months' worth of living expenses, with the money kept in a liquid, low-risk account. Finally, even if you're relatively young, it's good to have your estate plans in order. And if you've already created these plans, you may want to review them, especially if you've had changes in your family situation involving marriage, divorce, or birth of children or grandchildren. You may not be able to tackle all these resolutions in 2025, but by addressing as many of them as possible, you can make progress towards your goals and set yourself on a positive course for the future. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, our time here has gone so quickly. 6 minutes left in our program. Time to get maybe one or two tunes in. Here's Don Peachy. And no beer today. That time for us to say goodbye. Thanks everybody for tuning in here to the Polka Party. Let's do this again next week, shall we? Hopefully I'll be feeling much better by then. Anyway, have yourself a great week and keep dancing.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me and it's like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Early this morning, Hamas released four female hostages. They're all Israeli soldiers who had been held captive in Gaza since the October 7th attack. The BBC's Lilan Nell is in Tel Aviv.
They were part of what's known as a spotters unit, tasked with watching what was happening inside Gaza. And family members say that they saw suspicious activity ahead of the 7th of October, and that some of the warnings that they tried to put out, their concerns, were repeatedly overruled.
In return, Israel's releasing about 200 Palestinian prisoners. The first group has already been freed. More on them from John Dennison in the West Bank.
We have prisoners who have been convicted of serious offences in Israeli courts, including multiple murders. 121 of the people being freed today have been serving life sentences. The longest serving prisoner has been in jail for 30 years.